This is the San Francisco Experience, a podcast with global reach, hosted by Jim Herlihy. Independent news commentary featuring newsmakers, thought leaders, and authors. Season 15, Episode 10, TikTok. Will Apple and Google remove the popular app from their stores? TikTok, the video app, is once again being cited as a security threat by the Federal Communications Commission. And in a move to safeguard the privacy of its U.S. users, TikTok recently moved all user data to Oracle servers in the United States before the recent flurry of questions about Beijing having surveillance access to all user data globally. But in a sense, that was like closing the barn door after the horse had bolted, because tens of millions of U.S. users' data has been readily available to surveillance organizations throughout the world. U.S. government and national security agencies are either urging or mandating the removal of TikTok apps from their devices. India has already banned the app on national security grounds. And some U.S. companies have already banned the app from corporate-issued devices. So what is at the base of the recent flurry of security concerns? Federal Communications Commissioner Brendan Carr has written to Apple and Google requesting that they both remove the app from their stores over concern for national security. The national security issue first surfaced towards the end of the Trump administration about TikTok's parent in Beijing, ByteDance. As such, Carr suspects that the Chinese Communist Party surveillance apparatus have access to personal data of tens of millions of American subscribers. Commissioner Carr argues that TikTok's, quote, pattern of conduct and misrepresentations regarding unfettered access that persons in Beijing have to sensitive U.S. data puts it out of compliance, unquote, with Apple and Google App Store security and privacy policies. So in other words, Carr is arguing that Apple and Google's own security and privacy policies have been flouted by TikTok. So for that reason, he's calling on both Apple and Google to ban the app from their stores. So the ball is clearly in the court of Apple and Google. And of course, they operate the world's two largest app stores. And it's up to both Apple and Google to respond to the request to ban the popular app. Carr provides some evidence to support his claim that TikTok fails to adhere to Apple and Google security practices. Specifically, sensitive data like passwords, crypto wallet addresses, and messages can be accessed. Additionally, Commissioner Carr states that TikTok collects search browser history, keystroke patterns, biometric identifiers like fingerprints and voice prints, location data, draft messages, metadata, as well as text images and videos stored on devices' clipboards. There's no doubt that TikTok is a global phenomenon and hugely popular. 80 million users every month spend up to 24 hours using TikTok. 80 million users. And some of its super users have tens of millions of followers. So what's next? Apple and Google stores will come under enormous pressure from the FCC and probably the public to remove the apps from their stores, at least for U.S. customers. Also, the U.S. government's Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States is looking at the issue of data security and foreign actors. A national security bill may be in the works that would put the brakes on abuse by state-sponsored surveillance programs. Our sources for today's program have been CNBC, Computer World, and the Washington Post. And for my listeners, as we celebrate our second anniversary, the San Francisco Experience podcast has built a global reach franchise with listeners in 65 countries. With 295 episodes published, we continue to bring new voices, fresh insights, and unique perspectives to the global marketplace of ideas. This has been the San Francisco Experience podcast and your host, Jim Herlihy, coming to you from America's favorite city, San Francisco.